This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Resource Center and I'm Maya Tan. Now, in conjunction with BFM's Innovation at Work Forum happening on the 25th of June, you can check it out at bfm.my/innovation. Today, we kick off a new series on innovation with the UCSI Blue Ocean Strategy Regional Center, which has collaborated with ECSI Consulting from Europe to produce the first ever study on strategic innovation and revealing how organizations in Indonesia, Malaysia, and Singapore practice innovation. Now, here to tell me all about it is Raj Kumar, Vice President of Global Consulting at Blue Ocean. Welcome.
Hi, Maya. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good to be on the show.
Right. Now, to kick off the series, we're going to be looking at the landscape of innovation in general, what the survey uncovered, and how strategic innovation fits in. So, first off, Raj, how did the survey come about?
Okay, as you know, everybody talks about innovation. It's something that, you know, everybody wants to be associated with. So we do a lot of innovation work, and we were very curious to see how many people, or rather how many CEOs, actually do something conscious about it with the organization, in terms of not just saying that, oh, we got to be innovative, but what do you actually do?
Right.
So we wanted to really understand the innovation environment, especially in terms of process, structure in companies, and how leaders view innovation. And not only that, we wanted to provide some empirical evidence and insights on strategic innovation so that other companies can learn from it and look at what are the best practices. So that's how the survey actually came about. So we decided to interview about 120 C-levels and across Malaysia, Singapore, and Indonesia. So that's how it came about. So we're really curious to see. It's not just something that we just say, a lip service, but what are some of the things that were actually being done in these organizations?
Right. So why the topic of innovation? You know, what's the deal there?
I think innovation is really the key today. It's about it's about sustainability, it's about profitability, it is about creating a competitive advantage, because companies need to innovate quickly, especially today. You know, the environment is changing. If you don't change internally, if you don't innovate quickly, things around you will just affect your business. So, for example, look at Kodak. In the 1976, you know, 89% of the market share of photographic films in the US, they were that big. But what's the reason for failure? You know, they were not being innovative enough in adapting to digital photography.
Right.
As a result of that, they filed for bankruptcy in 2012. And there are many, many, many examples. But there are companies who have successfully innovated as a result of this change. So, for example, like eBay. Initially, the stock price was declining from $59 per share to $26 in 2008. This decrease is due to the decrease in the auction listings by customers. So what did they do? They quickly innovated. They shift their focus towards fixed sales instead of and focusing on top sellers. And they moved early into the mobile and came up with a very innovative app. As a result of that, their fixed sales grew by 20%. And, you know, their stock price went up again by 55%. So this is a very simple example of if you fail to innovate, you know, you will lose out on what's happening in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So back to the survey, the findings of the survey, what did you discover that some of these ASEAN companies are doing when it comes to innovation, or are they not doing at all?
From our sample, we found that there are 85% that considers innovation as a strategic priority.
Okay.
And 15% do not consider it as a strategic priority. So this is not a bad number. It's quite a good number.
Mm-hmm.
But interestingly enough, these 15% who do not consider innovation as a strategic priority have launched, 75% of those people have launched innovation initiatives.
Okay.
So that goes to show that even though it's not a strategic priority, it does play a part in terms of them wanting to be innovative.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time it's through products or services.
Right.
This is how they actually launch some of their innovation initiatives.
Right. Yeah. Did you notice any gaps or areas where we're lacking in terms of innovation?
Yes, definitely, because They are, we're going to talk about this in the next few series, about the level of satisfaction of innovation. And we realize that the level of satisfaction is different when there is a systematic process and there's no systematic process in place. Because innovation is about ideation and development. So if there's no systematic process, we will talk about it in detail, the level of satisfaction definitely decreases.
Right.
And this is also substantiated with empirical evidence from the survey. And also, there are gaps in terms of training, systematic training on innovation. We realize that many organizations, as I told you, they have innovation as a strategic priority. However, there's gaps in terms of providing systematic training and providing systematic process to cultivate these innovation practices in the organization. There are also what we notice, there are what we call hidden enemies of innovation in terms of the strategic analysis, in terms of being confined to legacy, in terms of resource allocation and incumbent cultures. So we are going to definitely talk about this in depth in the next
in the next few weeks. I'm here with Raj Kumar, VP of Global Consulting at Blue Ocean Strategy Consulting. We're talking about the study on strategic innovation produced by Blue Ocean in collaboration with ECSI, their European counterpart. Now, in a moment, we're going to go through what exactly strategic innovation is all about, with some examples of strategic innovation at work and the benefits to reap from it. This is Resource Center on BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.9.
It's Resource Center, and I'm Maya Tan here with Raj Kumar, VP of Global Consulting at Blue Ocean Strategy Consulting. We've been talking about the study on strategic innovation produced by Blue Ocean in collaboration with ECSI, their European counterpart. And now we're going to move into strategic innovation. Earlier, Raj, you said that one of your findings highlights innovation as being a strategic priority. What does that mean?
It means that everything that you do in the organization, you are using innovation as a cornerstone. So it means that as a CEO, they find that innovation is totally important today in today's environment. So that is where you make it a strategic priority. Hence, whatever decision that you make and also any kind of investment that you make will be towards innovation. And not only that, you create a culture of innovation in the organization. So that's why it's a strategic priority, meaning to say that innovation will give you a strategic advantage.
And can you share a case study or two with us where, you know, the advantage of placing strategic priority in the processes as the cornerstone driving the business has has brought benefits?
Yeah, of course. Okay, let's talk about maybe process innovation, right? There's a very simple example. It's called the Great Ormond Street Hospital in London, where initially it took about 30 minutes to transfer the patient to the ICU because there's so many things, paperwork that needs to be done. And so the CEO actually said that, hey, we need to cut this timing into half. And how can we do it? And this is, we need to think of an innovative way. And so what they did was they looked at the Formula One. And they see that how can these guys, you know, come and change the tire in within 7 seconds and change everything within 7 seconds. So they realized that it was actually very well coordinated, it was efficient, it was disciplined. And so they adopted the same kind of approach where everybody just had to do one thing specifically, and then they have a very quick checklist. So the same kind of concept where instead of you doing multiple things, you just do exactly one activity. And then they managed to cut this process into half.
Right.
So this is called process innovation. Another thing could be business model innovation. So Dr. Dave Shetty, which is a very famous innovative doctor from the Narayana Hospital in India, they are known for high quality but low cost care for open heart surgery in India, which only costs about US$2,000.
Right.
And how can this be achieved is through the economy of scale, which means that at one go, they have a few operations or open heart surgery, and they make it into a single floor complex instead of multiple floor complex.
Right.
So that's how they brought down the cost. And they buy expensive items in bulk, and from the manufacturer, and also air condition is only restricted to operating theatres.
Right.
So that's how, you know, they apply business model innovation in terms of making sure the cost actually goes down. So this is actually some of the examples of what happens when you make innovation a strategic priority.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything that you do, you know, revolves around going against the norm. Instead of what people are doing, you take a bold step and you do something that is different. Mm-hmm. And that's very important in the world of innovation.
Right. Yeah. And what are some of the key takeaways that we should take note of in these findings and that we will discuss in the next few weeks to come?
Okay, I think what's more important is today we just talked about the strategic priority. But in the next few series to come, we will talk about the level of satisfaction of having a systematic process and not having a systematic process. We will talk about the ideation capacity and impact of systematic training for innovation, which means that how can you enhance the ideation capacity in the organization and the implementation of these ideas in your organization. So from our survey, we have a lot of insights in terms of how, what are the best practices that you can put in place in terms of harnessing ideas from your employees and what you need to do in order for these ideas to be developed. So those are some of the key things. And we also talk about innovation hidden enemies and how to avoid having these hidden enemies so that you will not have any blockages of innovation in your organization. So that's some of the key things that we would like to share.
You've been listening to Resource Center, where we kicked off part one of our series on innovation with Raj Kumar, VP of Global Consulting at UCSI Blue Ocean Strategy. Raj will be back next week, where we will discuss ideation. And in the following weeks, we'll cover systematic processes as well as ROI, which is a return on innovation. To find out more about BFM's Innovation at Work Forum happening on the 25th of June, do log on to bfm.my/innovation. This is Resource Center on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.